Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast series. I'm your host, Matt Langan. Cloud transformation has charted the path forward for government agencies, allowing them to be more nimble and efficient in leveraging IT for overall mission success. And today we're speaking with Dave Pipes, who's a senior solutions architect at Apigent, more about this topic. And Dave, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Great, Dave. And let's start at the top. If you don't mind, tell us about how has cloud transformation changed the path forward for government?
Well, Matt, in my opinion, cloud represents the most wide-ranging technological change ever in the government. We've had a number of changes over the years. The shift from central servers to client server distributed technology and workers, removed them from a central location. The development of enterprise backup and disaster recovery, as well as clustering, provided reliable and resilient IT services. From this perspective, the internet provided an alternative to private networks that organizations built at great expense. And then there's object-oriented programming, which allowed code reuse to speed development, and virtualization and automation added in speed of deployment and operational responsiveness. And agile programming methods meant that developers could work directly with users to turn out applications more quickly and more tightly focused on actual needs rather than ossified requirements that have been around forever. All of these changes allowed organizations to enter one of the big technology changes of the 2000s, which was workload consolidation. And on the surface, cloud appears to be another incremental addition to these trends. But I think that first take is misleading. Cloud ties all of these innovations and more together into an on-demand, highly flexible virtual data center that can scale up and down as required to meet the needs of changing workloads. And it provides reliability and resiliency at scale. It enables flexibility of assets through automation, which in turn drives down the cost of developing, deploying, and managing new services. It enables fast, responsive application development, and it can reduce the cost and environmental footprint of services. Further, it allows security and depth to be deployed uniformly across these enterprises as part of the underlying infrastructure of the cloud. But the combination of these features has emergent qualities that feed back into government and literally change the way it works. Why is this? In order to actually benefit from the cloud in an organizational scale, government customers need agile application development teams, which take advantage of the ability to quickly reallocate resources through the development process to speed their work. They need well-defined risk management and security policies to allow fast deployment of virtual assets and automation to reduce the risk of errors during operations. And then they need the system administrators who can work closely with developers and end users to quickly identify and respond to needed changes. Government customers require their end users to define and offer citizen services at a much faster rate than in the past. And they need purchasing policies that can support all of this activity on much shorter timescales than was common for the last two centuries. This means that moving to cloud inevitably involves restructuring entire organizations to be faster, safer, more flexible, and more reliable. Purchasing, IT governance and operations, risk management, worker allocation, policy development, application requirements, services, all of these changes sum up to a culture change in government agencies when cloud is adopted. No other technological change since the introduction of computers has produced such widespread effects in government. Cloud changes organizations for the better when it is properly implemented. And that alone is a tremendous value to government. It can sweep away decades of organizational inertia and allow excellence to surface in citizen services as long as it is properly approached.
That's great, Dave. Thanks for those insights. And if you don't mind, can you share an example?
So Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI, provides the framework that underlies cloud services. Organizations that have stepped up to it have found that, at a minimum, they now have a more secure, more flexible and responsive, and less costly environment than they had operating in their own data centers. One government department has moved to OCI to provide its HR shared services to 26 subordinate agencies. That's managing about 300,000 civilian employees, a substantial chunk of civilian government workers, actually. And right out of the gate, they reported a savings of millions of dollars over their previous managed hosting environment. And this savings is the result of all the gained efficiencies I spoke about earlier. So it's just a small part of what they have gained. The true benefit is in the increased tempo of operations overall, making these public-facing agencies and their services more responsive, more secure, and more reliable for citizen use. Why did they pick Oracle? Oracle's cloud was late to the party, but that means it's a modern cloud architecture with a number of innovative features. It's been designed for enterprise performance. Each virtual core is two threads, not one, which aids performance in the current multi-threaded application environment. And customers can choose not to share a physical bare metal server with other customers. Virtualization for servers and containers is maintained on the systems and built with strong security. But there's the added benefit of network security being managed by a separate system, inaccessible from the cloud instances, to prevent horizontal attacks across the network. Automated tools for deployment, configuration, backup, clustering, DR, are built into Oracle's OCI cloud and push-button services. The Oracle Linux distribution used in the cloud ensures compatibility for Red Hat Enterprise Linux-based applications. And Oracle's operational agreements with AWS and Microsoft Azure offer cross-cloud identity management and application and container migration services.
Awesome. You know, in many ways, Dave, you answered my next question, but maybe we can go a little bit deeper. If you could tell us a little bit more about how this cloud implementation further impacted the agency, that would be great.
Well, it's still early days, but the obvious changes I discussed earlier will hopefully percolate through the agencies and allow them to innovate with cloud in ways that we just can't predict today. The organizational changes necessary to use cloud resources efficiently also allow the work of government to be more efficient. And we'll see what gets done with that as time goes by. To me, that gain in efficiency is the most important long-term benefit of cloud to government organizations.
All right, great. You know, Dave, it's always a pleasure speaking with you here on our podcast series here on Government Technology Insider. And for my last question is, how do you see cloud continuing to shift the way our governments work?
Well, cloud takes a long time, years, to fully implement in an organization. But where it is adopted, and I've seen this with a few of my customers, the organization is able to shift its operational resources and funding more towards developing services as opposed to just maintaining infrastructure. Done right, cloud does more for government efficiency than any paperwork reduction or workforce overhaul acts because of this move from maintaining to innovating. It's a long process, but we're already seeing results in various agencies and departments, and this is just the beginning. As more of government moves to cloud operations, where it's possible for them, we will see improving services overall, and service is what government is all about. And I have to say, Matt, it's a real pleasure doing these with you, and I'm glad that I could answer these questions about cloud today.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you so much, Dave. And this concludes this episode of this Government Technology Insider podcast interview with Dave Pipes, who's a senior solutions architect at Apigen. And he was kind enough to discuss how cloud transformation is charting the path forward for government agencies, ultimately allowing them to be more nimble and efficient in leveraging IT for mission success. And Dave, as always, thanks for the time today.
Oh, no problem. It's always a pleasure, Matt.